Blog Talk Radio.
You did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear. But you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Help me say it.
You did not create me to worry.
Oh.
You did not create me to fear.
When you created me,
you created me to worry.
That's what you made me.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, open up your mouth and thank God just right where you are. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, ushering in the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we welcome you to have your way in this place and in the place and hearts where your sons and daughters are this morning. We come giving you our honor, praise, and glory. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to worship you as your word desires us in truth and in spirit. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made it. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace. Oh, God, we thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. Oh, God, we thank you, oh, God, it's you that are giving your angels charge over us. Oh, God, protecting us from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we come seeking you first, your kingdom and all your righteousness, oh Lord. We come surrendering all over to you, withholding nothing, oh God, that thy will be done. Oh Lord, so we bind our will with your will. Heavenly Father, that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, and our mind to the mind of Christ. Amen. Have your way right now. Oh Lord, we ask in Jesus' name as we come humbling ourselves, oh Lord. Oh Lord, we ask, oh God, that you will forgive us and deliver us from all that's not of you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come to be changed this morning. We don't come to be the same. We come walking in expectation, oh God, trusting you and expecting all things from you, for all things are in your hand. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, it's you that sent your only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior, to save us. Lord Jesus, we thank you right now for your shed blood, your finished work, that we are redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. Hallelujah to your name, God. As we enter in, oh God, we ask, oh God, if there be any wicked way in us, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, help us all today, oh God. We need your help, oh God. Let the wicked be purged off the land right now. Hallelujah. Let them be uprooted and cast down right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That we, your children, be able to enjoy this day that you have given us, oh God, with the peace that you give. And we just want to say thank you. We command peace to be still in our lives, in the life of our family members and loved ones. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your peace. For you said, peace I give, not that of the world, so the world cannot take it away. And we hold on to that peace. And we thank you for it, Lord. Heavenly Father, we pray according to your word in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 through 23, that you will give each of us a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ Jesus. We pray that the eyes of our understanding will be enlightened so that we may know what is the hope of the calling of Christ Jesus, amen, and the riches of the glory of Christ Jesus, inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of your power towards us who believe according to the working of your mighty power, which you use to raise Jesus Christ from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is name, not only in this age, but also in the age which is to come. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you put all things under the feet of Jesus Christ and gave to him, hallelujah, and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him, my Lord, my God, who fills all in all. To God be the glory. Amen. Heavenly Father, open up our eyes that we may see how great you are and how complete your provision for us is. Amen. We thank you that the victory that Lord, hallelujah, that the Lord Jesus Christ won for us on the cross and in his resurrection has been given to us. And we are seated with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the heavenlies right now. Heavenly Father, by faith and in dependence upon you, we put out the fleshy works of the old man, hallelujah, the old woman, and we stand unto all the victory of the crucifixion with the Lord Jesus Christ provided cleansing from the old nature, and we thank you. We put on ourselves a new man, amen, the new woman, and we stand into all the victory of the resurrection and the provision that Jesus Christ has made for us, amen. Heavenly Father, we put off all forms of selfishness and put on ourselves the new nature of Jesus Christ, which is love, amen. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we put off all forms of fear. We put on the new nature of Jesus Christ, which is courage, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. We put off all forms of lust and put on the new nature, which is righteousness, amen, purity and honor. We are trusting you to show each of us how to accomplish this in our lives daily, amen. In every way we stand into the victory of the ascension and glorification of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whereby all principalities and powers were made subject to Jesus Christ. And then we claim our place in Christ as victorious with him over all the enemies of our souls right now. Holy Spirit, we pray that you will fill us right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come into our lives, break down every idol and cast out every forward and continue to lead us in prayer. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are thankful, Heavenly Father, for the expression of your will for our daily lives that you have shown us in your word by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. We claim all the will and destiny of God for each of us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are thankful that you have blessed us. Amen. With all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We are with you, spiritual blessings. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We are thankful that you have begotten us unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We are thankful that you have made provisions for us so that we can be filled with the Spirit of God, with love, joy, peace, and long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and with meekness, faithfulness, self-control in our lives. Amen. We recognize that it is your will for us, that we therefore reject and resist all the efforts of Satan and his wicked spirits to rob us of the will of God. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you to put a hedge of protection around our minds to protect us from the enemy of all accusations, distortions, insinuations, and lies. Amen. We claim the fullness of the will of God for our lives. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we'll completely surrender ourselves to you, Heavenly Father, as a living sacrifice. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we choose not to be conformed to this world, but we choose to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. We pray that you will show us your will and enable us to walk in your will. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind our wills to the will of God, and we bind our minds to the mind of Christ. To God be the glory. Come on, let's give God some praise. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. If it had not been for you on our side, where would we be this morning? Oh Lord, but we thank you that you're with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us, even right now, God. Oh Lord, move mighty in us and on us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, help us today, oh God. Oh Lord, we thank you right now that help has come. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare, God, the battle is already won. Amen. God is removing the enemy right now. We declare by hallelujah that our God will take care of the enemy that has come against us, what God has ordained for us. Amen. We decree and declare that our God is preserving us for what he has ordained us for. Amen. We decree and declare that we have won the victory. We believe God has sent his word and it will not return void. Amen. We decree and declare that God has finally anointed us to do his will. Amen. We decree and declare that God has given us divine healing and divine life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We expect the victory that Jesus has won the victory for us. On the cross at Calvary, amen. God saves us and blesses us upon us today, amen. We expect God's mercy and grace on us today, amen. We expect God's favor on us today, amen. We expect to, hallelujah, to extend our life up, hallelujah, to the next rapture, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare that God is going to give us a supernatural increase to the next rapture, amen. We will live and not die, but declare the works of the Lord, amen. We decree and declare that God's favor is on our life, and he's given us strength, wisdom, and blessing and peace, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. We expect God's blessing in our life today. We believe God has given his abundant life, amen, and we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we just want to say thank you for it all. We thank you, Father God. It is your spirit, oh God. Hallelujah. For your word says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, it's your spirit, oh God, that will lift up a standard and keep us. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we come to receive on today, oh God. We ask in Jesus' name that you remove every hindering spirit, every lying spirit, every manipulating spirit, controlling spirit, spirit of anger, resentment, bitterness, oh God. Every spirit, hallelujah, of lust and perversion, spirit of confusion, doubt, disbelief. Every spirit of distraction. Every spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation. Every spirit of oppression and depression and fear and worry. Spirit of sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, viruses, oh God. Every familiar spirit, amen. Every spirit of self-criticalness, hallelujah. Oh Lord, right now. Right now, God. Let it be removed. Let it be destroyed. Let it be cast down, amen. Let it be uprooted and cast down right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every spirit that's operating in our lives, in every area of our life outside of the Holy Spirit, let it be uprooted and cast down right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare victory over the enemy. Oh, Lord, let the one that the enemy has sinned, oh, God, let them be cut down right now. Let the works of the enemy be destroyed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let them fall into their own pits that they've dug for us, your children. Let them, hallelujah, be encapsulated in their own nets and entangled in their own webs of lies right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let every plan that they set out and plot, let it backfire on them right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let every negative word that they've spoken against our life, let it eat them up right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let it be for them to destroy them. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for the victory. Thank you, Lord God, that your promises are yes and amen. And we stand on those promises on today. And we thank you, Lord God, that you have forgiven us and that you've cleansed us from all unrighteousness, that we are spot, wrinkle, and blemish free, totally blameless. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, because you did it all. We thank you for your finished work, that it is done. We can't thank you enough as we enter in. Lord, we ask that you open up the channels of our spirit this morning, that we can receive from you. Let that be a great pouring in this morning. Oh, Lord, fill these, your temples, with as much Shekinah glory as possible in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. Let your kingdom advance and it be established through preaching, teaching, and healing, oh God, according to Matthew 4:23. Let the gates of our life and city be open for the King of glory to come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, you reign. You clothed up with majesty and strength. Your throne is established of old. You are from everlasting to everlasting, oh God. We thank you and we praise you, Father God. Lord, you are a great king above all gods. Let the heathen hear the Lord reigns. Amen. Lord, you reign. Let the people tremble. Let the earth be moved. Amen. Lord, you have prepared your throne in the heavens and your kingdom rules over all. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, let men bless the Lord in all places of his dominion. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom and your dominion endures throughout all generations. Amen. Let men speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power. Amen. Let men know your mighty acts and the glorious majesty of your kingdom. Let your kingdom come through deliverance, oh God. Let the gospel of the kingdom be preached in our region with signs and wonders following, oh God. Father, we receive the kingdom because it is your good pleasure, oh God, to give it to us. Amen. Let the righteousness, peace, and joy of the kingdom be established in our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let the kingdom of this world become the kingdom of our Lord and his Christ. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the saints possess the kingdom. Overthrow the thorns of wicked kingdoms, oh God. Preserve us until your heavenly kingdom, oh God. Let the scepter of the kingdom be released right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things are added unto us. Amen. Break in peace and consume every demonic kingdom that resists your dominion, oh Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, let all dominion serve you and obey you, oh Lord. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, your throne, oh Lord, is like a fiery flame. You are the God that answers our fire. Our fire goes before you, oh Lord, and burns up your enemies. Amen. Lord, release your fire and burn up the works of darkness. Baptize us right now with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Let your fire be in our hands to heal the sick and cast out all devils. Amen. Let your fire burn in our eyes, our heart and our belly, our mouth and our feet. Amen. Let your fire be in our tongue to preach and prophesy. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we receive tongues of fire right now. Amen. Let your word be preached with fire. Make us ministers of fire. Deliver us with your fire, O God. Let your fire protect us in troubles, O God. Release the fire of God to burn up the eyes of the land. Amen. Let the works of witchcraft and occultism be burned in your fire, O God. Purify our life with your fire. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let your fire be released in Zion. Let the spirits of lust and perversion be destroyed with your fire, O God. Release the spirit of burning to burn up the works of darkness. Let your flame burn up with the spirits. Amen. Let your glory kindle and burn like the burning of fire. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord calls your glorious voice to be heard. Show lightning down your arm with the flame of divine, with fire, with scattering, amen, tempest and hailstones. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let Babylon be a stubble and let your fire burn them. Amen. Let them not be able to deliver themselves from the power of the flame. Amen. Lord, come and rebuke your enemies with flames of fire. Let our flesh see your fire released. Amen. Create upon Zion a flaming fire by night. Let the power of your presence be released in our lives and those in our family, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let demons be exposed and cast out with your fire. Amen. Release your hot thunderbolts against the enemy, O Lord. Cast blood, lightning, and scatter the enemy. Let your fire be a fire, your holy one of our flame. Amen. To burn the briars and thorns in our lives. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare that it is so. Amen. We command the morning to take hold of the ends of the earth right now and shake the wicked out of it. We will have, and we decree and declare dominion over the devil in the morning. Amen. Lord, make the hours of the morning to rejoice right now. We receive your loving kindness every morning, and we thank you for it all. Release the beauty of your holiness from the womb of the morning, O God. Let your light break forth in our life as the morning. Amen. Let your judgments come upon the enemy morning by morning. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we can't thank you enough. Amen. That you're blessed to see a new day. Amen. Hallelujah. A new way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we decree and declare your newness in our life. Amen. And we decree and declare that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, because you are our shepherd and we shall not want. Amen. It is you, oh God, who have done it all. Oh Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you remembered us on today, that you remembered our family, oh God, and all that's in our home. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. My Lord, Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. We gonna keep on thank you, oh God, because we realize, hallelujah, that with you all things are possible. We realize, oh God, if it had not been for you, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh Lord, help us today. We thank you, Father. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we receive your word this morning, let it be engrafted on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you. Amen. Hallelujah. That you keep us in perfect peace. And Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God. Let us receive divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word, that we can apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, it's our heart's desire to do your will, oh God, to serve. So Heavenly Father, we ask in Jesus' name, what is it that you have us to do? Let us receive divine directions and instructions, Father God. And Lord, we ask that you be our strength, oh God, that we will fulfill every assignment that you place in our care. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we will not forfeit the assignment, amen. That we will not come down until it is filled, amen. Fulfilled in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. That when we stand in your presence, oh God, that you will say, job well done, my good and faithful servant. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that you bless us in our going and coming on today. That you bless those in our family and loved ones, all that we love and concerned about, oh Lord, that you will bless them in their going and coming on today as well. Let us receive traveling grace and mercies, okay? Lord, we ask you to give us and every person that we prayed for today or are praying for today traveling mercies, oh God, and to deliver us safely to our destinations. Lord, that you will bless us in our going and coming on today, oh God. We ask you to deliver us safely, oh God, to our destination. That we ask you to loose your angels to go before us and protect us and to force all darkness and all destructive forces away from us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, if your angels have manifested themselves to protect us, please let them do so right now. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building or place, everywhere our feet may tread, our head may lay, over our homes and all that's in our homes. Amen. Over our workplaces. Amen. Hallelujah. Our businesses, our children's schools. Amen. Hallelujah. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. Amen. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And we thank you for it, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for remembering us, for remembering our husbands, remembering our wives, our children, amen, our mothers, our fathers, our brothers and sisters, our family, our church. We thank you, Father God. We decree and declare, hallelujah, by faith that you have divinely intervened and turned it all around for our good, amen. We decree and declare that your angels, hallelujah, have hearkened to your call, amen, to see about us in the war against any spirits designed in the heavens to stop our prayers from being answered. We thank you, oh God, that it is done. We thank you for answered prayers. We thank you for your presence. Because in your presence, the fullness of our joy. And because of your presence, we're glad to be here. We're blessed because of your presence and your perfect love that casts out all fear. So we don't fear what man can do to us, oh God. Because if you said it, oh God, it shall be done. And we know that all good things coming from you. So we thank you for your goodness and we thank you for your protection, oh God. For your word says, oh God, when the righteous cry out, that you deliver them out of all their troubles. So as we cry out this morning, not just for ourselves, oh God, but for our family and loved ones, that you deliver us all out of our troubles, oh God, out of harm's way. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that you remove every way and every plan and plot and agenda and trickery and deceitfulness of the enemy in our lives. We thank you, Lord God, that you made a way out of no way. We thank you for the clear path, oh God, that you've given us because you sent your son who did it all, who conquered the world. So we decree and declare right now that we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Let's conquer the world. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we're blessed. And we're going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for it, Lord, that we're healed by the stripes of Jesus. That we're made new, amen. That we're your children, amen. Born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. That we're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. And we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteousness of God, amen. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, open up your mouth and just thank him right. My Lord, my God, we bless your name, everyone. Amen. Welcome this morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hallelujah.
Good morning.
Can y'all hear me this morning?
Yes.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Amen. I welcome everyone online this morning. I want to start off with our sister, Sean. God bless you, sister. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm blessed.
Amen. We thank God for the blessing. Amen. Amen. So good to have you on the line this morning, Sister Sean. And we just thank God for you, sister, being in position. Amen. Trusting God in it all. Walking in expectation. Amen. Receiving it. Amen. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. God keep you. I love you and I thank God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Sister Shavante, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning. What'd you say?
I said I made it.
You made it? So glad I made it. Amen. My other line, my other phone that I normally would call out on and use, I thought the phone was charged, and it was not charged, so I couldn't make my calls out because I had to use my other line. So that's why, and I said, oh, I hope she'll get on the line, because I can't call nobody. And then you popped in, so I thank God. I thank God. Amen, that you made it this morning. So everybody else got on their own this morning because I can't call them. Unfortunately, this morning, so they gotta, hallelujah, they gotta get woke up, amen. They gotta decide to come on in, amen. But I thank God for you, beautiful women of God, this morning. God bless you, Sister Shavante. I love you. We love you. We thank God for you. Thank you, God, for giving us the strength, amen, and giving us His peace. And I pray that you always see the peace of God, amen, because it's for you. Mm-hmm. And it's for you to hold on to it because the world didn't give it away. That means you don't have to wait for things to happen in your life to receive the peace of God, amen. Peace comes when things are not even, I'm telling you, the peace of God is surpassing all understanding. It comes when things are not working. It comes when it looks like it's the end. That's the peace of God. Mm-hmm. When man has wrote you off, amen, when they declare it's the end of you, the peace of God that works in you, amen, that says, I'm not worried about it. I got the joy of the Lord is my strength, amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. I don't care what you say. I won't be moved. Amen. And they looking at you saying everything is burning around you. Everything is falling apart. And you sit up, you smiling. You ain't worried about nothing. What's wrong with you? I got the peace of the Lord. So whether it's stay or go, I have the peace of the Lord because you can't take it away. You can't give it. You can't take it away because you didn't give it to me. Amen. I don't care what they take in my car. I still got peace. What you say? They fired me. I still got peace. What you say? He walking away. She don't want to be in my life no more. I still got the peace of God because nothing in this world gave it to me. So the world can't take it away. And we talk about the things of this world. My Lord, my God. Think about it. It comes to rob you. It comes to steal from you. It comes to destroy you. But the peace of God shall remain because nobody can take that away. That God gives you, only you can give it away. Only you can give somebody your peace. My Lord, my God, don't give it away. Say, okay, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and go because I'm not going to let you or let this rob me of my peace.
Yeah.
Amen. I love it. I love it. Thank you, Father. I love it. Amen. Yeah. It's just a feeling that, my Lord, my God, you talk about unspeakable joy. It's Jesus Christ. Amen. Again, good morning. I'm doing good this morning. I just got a bit of a stuffy mouth dealing with this mucus, but other than that, there. Hallelujah. I'm still in position so that I may receive. And I thank God and I pray that you all have come today with expectations. Amen. And just keep on keeping on. Keep on showing up and watch God do it. Just keep on showing up. Don't stop showing up. Just keep on showing up. You know, a lot of times you're like, I've been coming and coming. And the day I decided, you know what, I ain't going to go today. And then you realize, you know what, I am going to go. And that day, is the day that God delivers. Amen. He's already working it out for your good, but you just got to keep showing up. And not just show up, but show up believing. Amen. Come believing. Come ready to receive. Amen. Each and every day. Amen. Come ready. Come expect it. Amen. Hallelujah. I guarantee you're going to see, receive something every day. But that thing that you've been praying about, amen, watch it come to pass. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I speak in faith. Amen. That's how I speak. I pray that you all speak in faith and walk in faith. Amen. This morning, we're going to lift up my mother, Carol, this morning. My mother's name is Carol. We're going to lift up Takara this morning, Sister Brandy Stewart this morning. Amen. Minister Lynn Green this morning. Amen. You know, those that have normally on the line with us, some have fallen. Tims have fallen to the wayside. We don't know what's going on with them. Although I pray for them to be on the whole 28 days. Life happens. But we want to keep them up in prayer here daily as we journey in these 28 days. Today is day 14, so we are 14 days in and 14 days ahead of us, amen. And I'm just thanking God for what he is doing, amen. It's just a marvelous work. You know, we serve a God, not an ordinary God, but he's extraordinary. And so I just thank God for his extraordinary work, if that be a word that could describe the power and the beauty of God and the nature of God, you know. So I just continue, we just continue to lift them up and pray for them, you know, that God will continue to bless them and help them, and that they will seek God even more, you know, for the more. And I pray for spiritual alignment for our lives, and, you know, that God will increase us in spirit, amen, in his Holy Spirit, hallelujah. As we die daily to this flesh, that our spirit may be strengthened, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I thank God for it all. In Jesus Christ's holy name, I pray to God be the glory. Amen. The Bible, we're going to be in the book of Colossians this morning, chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. Excuse me. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 through 4. When you have it, say amen. Hallelujah. My God is awesome. Awesome. Hallelujah. That's Colossians.
Amen.
Chapter 3, 1 through 4. Amen. Colossians chapter 3. Verse 1 through 4. Sean, do you have it? Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 through 4.
Yes, I do.
Amen. Shavante, you have it. I think I heard you say amen.
Yeah, I got it.
Amen. All right, and then I'm coming up the New King James Version. So Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 through 4. It says, if then you are raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on things on the earth. For if you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God, when Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When we look at the scripture, amen, and understanding, we thank God, amen. When we think about the goodness of the Lord, and we hallelujah, know who we are and whose we are, amen, in Christ in us. And when you get an opportunity reading the book of Colossians, because we're going to be kind of going through the book of Colossians chapter 3 for the next 7 days or so, hallelujah. And understanding in chapter 2, Apostle Paul explores the wrong reasons for self-denial. And in chapter 3 here, hallelujah, he explains true Christian behavior, putting on the new self by accepting Christ and regarding the earthly nature as dead. We change our moral and ethical behavior by letting Christ live within us, amen, so that he can shape us into what we should be, amen. See, seeking those things which are above means striving to put heaven's priorities into daily practice. Setting your mind on things above means concentrating on the eternal rather than the temporal. My Lord, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says when he tells us where you died means that we should have a little desire for this world as a dead person would have. The Christian's real home is where Christ lives. Amen. This truth gives us a different perspective on our lives here on earth. To set your mind on things above means to look at a life from God's perspective and to seek what he desires. This is the antidote to materialism. I want you to understand this. We gain the proper perspective on material goods when we take God's view of them. Amen? See, the more we regard the world around us as God does, the more we will live in harmony with him. So we must not become too attached to what is only temporary. When we look at verse 3, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. It says, for you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Mm-hmm. So what does it mean that a believer life is hidden with Christ? Hidden means concealed and safe. This is not only a future hope, but an accomplished fact right now. So our service mm-hmm. and conduct to do, hallelujah, my Lord, my God, help us, Lord. Our service mm-hmm. and conduct do not earn our salvation, but they are results of our salvation. Amen. Take heart that your salvation is sure and live each day for Christ. Help us, Lord. Christ yes. gives us power to live for him now, and he gives us hope for the future. Amen. He will return. In the rest of the hallelujah, as we journey in chapter 3 the next 6 or 7 days here, Apostle Paul explains how Christians should act now in order to be prepared for Christ's return. So we're the next 5 to 7 days. We're going to finish out chapter 3 here. Amen. So today we read 1 through 4, and we'll go on until we finish the whole chapter 3. Amen. God bless you. Because Amen. It tells us what we should do and how we should live as Christians. I pray that God add a blessing. Amen to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his word. And it's my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. Amen. Oh, Lord, be our strength to do. Be our strength, oh God, to heal. Yes, Amen. Lord. To yield to the Holy Spirit. And we thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name we receive. We believe. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. Again, God bless you, beautiful women of God. We're going to have our prayer petition this morning. Amen. We thank God for it. I'm telling you all, yesterday I wanted to, at work, I was like, I don't think I'm going to be able to make it through this day. I need to come up out of here. But I thank God I made it. So when you said, she's going to say, I made it, I'd be like, so glad I made it. I made it. My Lord. Jesus Christ. I'm grateful, though. I'm truly grateful. Amen. God bless you both. Amen. We're going to start with you, Sister Shud, as we take our prayer petition. God bless you. Go ahead.
I'm just asking God to continue to strengthen me in him.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Give me that wisdom yes. and understanding and help me with my walk.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I felt this on you this morning. Oh, yes. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. He's already moving in you right there, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for the life that Father will show. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, in the life of your daughter, oh God, as we lift up this morning, Father God. Oh, Lord, you said, oh God, if we come asking, oh God, oh Lord, according to your will, oh God, hallelujah, that you would do, Father God, that we come, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, according to thy will, oh God, to bless your daughter, Father God, standing in your promise, Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, that she seek you more, oh God, oh Lord, that you would pour into her the more, oh God, fill this your temple with as much Shekinah glory as possible, God, oh Lord, she's praying, oh God, and asking, oh Lord, that she will have more strength in you, oh God, oh Lord, that you would come, oh God, and live on the inside of her right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Christ. And let her, Lord, let her receive divine wisdom and understand, oh God. Help her to walk the walk that you've called her to walk with you, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, that we can decree and declare that it is so right now, that the power of the Holy Ghost come upon her right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let there be a shaking to a core, God. Oh Lord, that she feel your God. Let your hand be continued upon her life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, anoint that mouth, oh God. Fill it with our fire, oh God, right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, touch our vocal cords, oh God. Lord, we pray for restoration, oh God. Oh, Lord, restore our vocal cords, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, that she will speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, that it will not be denied, amen. Hallelujah, that the enemies, hallelujah, that the demons, amen, have to flee, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, that she will sharpen others, oh God, in the body of Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, that she take her position in you, oh God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for divine position for our life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. We bless your name, Lord. Oh, Father God, we thank you. Hallelujah. That she will cover her husband in prayer, oh God. That she will be that mighty woman of God that you called her to be, oh God. That all will see and know, oh God. Hallelujah. That they will see you in her. Hallelujah. That they won't see her, but they will see you, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. That when she passed by, that they will say, I perceive her to be a woman of God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. That the new woman of God stands today. Amen. That the old have passed away in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you for it all. We bless your holy name, Father God. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you right now. And we decree and declare victory. Amen. Fresh oil, fresh anointed be upon your head right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we thank you that you have called her. We called her, oh God. Hallelujah, in your majesty. And we thank you for it all. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes. And we still declare with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things fulfill in the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us all. It's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you, Sister Sean. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. Okay. I love you. God bless you. Have a safe day. Traveling grace and mercy. I'll call you later. Amen. Just seeing my husband out the door, y'all. Amen. Hi, you little shot. Hey, man, hurry up. One moment. Hey. Thank you. All right, glory to God. God bless you all. God keep you, Sister Shavante. God bless you. Go ahead.
Well, when it comes to what I want to pray about today, I'm just grateful. So I'm just thank God always when I don't have nothing for myself. And I just, in my hometown, it was a mass shooting at MSU college last night. So I just want to pray for the families who was affected, even the city. You know, the city is just dried out. It's not the same no more. It's not safe. It used to be a safe place to be, safe place for your family to grow. And it's not safe anymore. There's nothing to do there anymore. You know, so I just pray for the hearts and the mind of people, you know, that God give that city a refresh, a renew, you know, just bring more life to the situation. You know, and, just activate some things in people, you know, and they just get out of their own way and to let God allow him to do his will.
Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Father God, we just want to be there for you. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Father God, we thank you, Lord God.
Thank
we thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing, all that you've done, oh God. And we just want to
yes,
thank you
Lord.
Right now because we know that you're able
yes,
to do all things but fail, oh God. So we come believing this morning, oh God, and trusting you for a mighty move. Hallelujah. In Michigan, oh God. And Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That's right now as we come such an agreement with your daughter with our faith this morning. We combine pray that you're moving
yes.
the lives of those that were affected on yesterday, oh God, by the shooting, oh God. And Lord, we pray up for the refreshing
yes,
of the land,
God.
Oh God. Lord, we pray that you would heal the land and heal the minds, oh God, of those that dwell
yes,
there. Amen.
God.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Lord. Lord, we pray right now, let the wicked be cut down and withered as the green herb, oh God. That all the people of that city, oh God, of that state, oh God. Let them turn to the Lord and worship and
yes,
worship you, Father God.
God.
In the mighty name of
oh
Jesus
God.
Christ. Oh, God, let
Thank
that city, oh, God, and let that thing, oh, God, praise you, oh, God. Hallelujah. For your mercy, oh, God, will kindle upon the land. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask that you have mercy on the children of that land, oh, God, of that city and state. Amen. In the mighty name
yes,
of Jesus Christ, I pray for the leaders of that place, oh, God. Hallelujah. That they will worship you in truth and in spirit. Amen.
Yes,
that your light will come upon the city, come upon the state, oh, God, that they will no longer operate in darkness. Oh, Lord, we pray that they will war no more. Oh God, oh, they will operate
yes,
in love,
God.
Oh God. Do we pray for you to keep your love in the hearts and the minds, hallelujah, of the people of that land, amen.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that they will seek you, oh God,
mm-hmm.
that they will find you, oh God, that they will turn from their wicked ways, oh God, that they will pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we make supplication, prayer, intercession, give thanks to all people, oh God,
yes.
of our nation. And for the leaders of our nation, oh God, that they may live a peaceful life in all godliness and honesty in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We call upon you, Lord,
thank
of our
God.
Comfort, Lord of our hope, amen. That hope will be restored,
thank
oh God, amen.
God.
And to the land, oh God, to the hearts of your children that reside
amen.
There, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Let peace come and be still.
Thank you, Lord. Yes. God.
Let peace come and be still. Let the wicked be uprooted
yes,
out the land, oh God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus
yes,
Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you for it, Lord God.
Thank
Lord, we ask
God.
You to divinely intervene and turn it all around for the good. Oh, Lord,
yes.
let your water flow in that land, oh God, your living water. Let it flow, oh God. Lord, we ask in Jesus'
yes.
name to do a new thing, oh God, in our nation. By giving waters in the wilderness and streams in the desert. Let peace, Shalom, come into our nation like the river. Let our nation be sprinkled by the blood of Jesus. Let the children of our nation be taught of the Lord. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord God. Let your mighty arm rule in our nation, Father God. And we decree and declare the goodness of the Lord right now. Amen. We decree and declare victory over all humanity,
yes.
amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We shall live and not die, amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord God, that you blessed us. We thank you, Lord God, that you kept us, amen. Hallelujah, Father. Let your
yes.
hands of protection be over us, amen. And we decree and declare with all faith that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray and we receive, amen. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Glory to God. Amen.
Yes,
Hallelujah. God bless you, Sister Javante. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen.
Yes.
Glory to the Most High God.
Amen.
I'm so grateful. I am so grateful, you know, because things can happen anywhere at any given time. You know, and we just thank God for keeping
right.
us. You know what I mean? We just thank God
yes.
that even when we lay down at night, that we don't have to worry or fear what man might do or what man can do. We lay down trusting God is with us. We lay down knowing that we are protected, amen, because we don't live in fear. We don't live in, as children of God, we should not be living in fear because God did not give us the spirit of fear. It comes from the camp of Satan. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how he operates, you know, hallelujah. So we do not live in fear. We just thank God, Lord, you are with us, that we don't have to fear anything of this world, anything. You know, we don't have to worry. How are we going to feed our children? Where are we going to lay our head? How are we going to get this done? What if they let us go on our job? What if they don't come no more? What if they don't show up and buy from me? What if they don't want to do business? We don't have to fear that. Because God is our provider. He is he who leads us. And God, he is our shepherd. The shepherd provides and protects his sheep. The sheep don't have to worry. Hallelujah. But it's when the sheep goes astray that it now it's in harm's way. Hallelujah. If you are with the shepherd and you follow only his voice, it is he who guides and keeps you and protects you. It is he who feeds for you. It is he who makes a way for you. Hallelujah. I don't just decree and declare the Lord is my shepherd. I said, I will. I receive it. And I pray today that you receive it too in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Don't fear what man can do. Amen. Hallelujah. We don't have a spirit of fear. Oh, Lord, we thank you this morning. We bless your holy name. My Lord, my God, we thank you. Amen. God bless you both. I thank God for your beautiful sisters for coming on the line this morning, touching and agreeing. That's power in agreement. And I thank God for you. This morning, I want to lift up and pray. Always praying for our families and loved ones. But I definitely want to pray for my husband, Pastor Dorsey Manning. I just pray that God's hand continue to be upon his life. I pray that God will strengthen him and bless him in a mighty way. I pray that that the enemy is holding on to as far as his finances, that it be released in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I pray that this be the appointed time that God will open up the windows of heaven and pour our blessings upon his life, and that he'll be a good steward of that God is about to release to him in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that he will walk in his calling, amen, fully and completely, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray the favor of God be upon his life, amen. Hallelujah. God will lead and guide him and direct him, that God will make him good, amen, decree and declaring that God, good man's steps are ordered by God, amen. Hallelujah, and fill him with so much love that he will operate with the love of Christ in everything that he does, amen. That God will give him God, that he will operate with a godly wisdom and counsel, amen, that he will truly be blessed, amen, and that God's hand protection be around him. And I pray that for my husband on today, and that God will just continue to keep him in the mighty way. And it's in Jesus' name I pray with him. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. It's a trickle-down effect, amen, for God for man to be the head, amen. And when he blessed the head, the body is of the whole. I want you to understand, it blesses the whole body, amen. So I just thank God as he blessed him, as it trickles down, amen, and the whole family is blessed because he's blessed the head. For God is the head of his life, that God will continue to be the head of his life, and he will seek God even more. Amen. I'm also praying as we're looking to buy a home, that God will make a way and the provisions will be made financially and all that we need. Amen. As we go into purchasing us a home, a new home, that God will lead and guide us and direct us and provide and all that we need. Amen. Amen. And so I'm just thankful because a lot of times I don't pray for too many things, but I'm trusting and believing God for that and the blessing upon on my business and, you know, God sending the right people, amen, that he's called and ordained for to flourish and grow, amen. So I just thank God for his strength this morning of you beautiful women of God, that God will continue to strengthen and grow us, and I pray for spiritual wealth for us all, that we'll grow spiritually in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen. Even the more, amen, that God will set us a fire of the Holy Ghost, amen. That we'll be a blazing fire of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. This morning I'm going to pray prayers that God will open doors for us according to the book of Revelation 3:8. The Bible says, I know your works. I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. For you have little strength and have kept my word and have not denied my name. Amen. I want to pray for God to open doors. Amen. for open doors, doors of blessings in our life. So let us pray. Amen. Father God, we thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. Father God, we come believing, oh God. We come settling your promise for yes and amen. Oh, God, we come surrendering all over to you, withholding nothing. And Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, I ask for the life of your daughter, Sharon, your daughter, Shavante, God, for my life, for the life of my husband, oh God, for their husband, oh God, hallelujah, and for our children. Lord, I pray, oh God, that you will open up doors that no man can shut. Doors of blessings, doors of happiness, doors of favor, doors of breakthrough, doors of promises, doors of great things and new beginnings, doors of good relationships and good opportunities. Lord, I pray for new beginnings. Amen. Lord, do great and mighty things, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, for opening doors. Let that be a fresh strength, fresh revelation, fresh manna, fresh fire over our lives, oh God. Even as you open up new doors, Lord, release the grace right now, God. Let us never speak in error, Father God. I pray that you will open up new doors and shut old doors and old seeds, oh God, as we walk into our new great fruitful blessing, healing season of goodness, oh God. Protect us from going back into the past, into past hurt and pain and those things that are not right for us. Yeah. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, take us into places that we can truly be blessed and enjoyed. Father, you are our God and you speak and you, hallelujah, and you live. Lord, I ask that you speak a blessing over our life right now. And we receive right now the blessing of open doors over our lives right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, shut every negative door that is hurting us, oh God, and stealing from us. Oh, Lord, shut every door of the enemy right now. Father God, and open up new doors. Open up doors of great opportunities, Father God. Doors of prosperity, great blessings and favor in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And new beginnings that will bring joy, happiness, financial increase, healing and love. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, may all that we're concerned about be blessed. Amen. And I apply the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now. And we shall, hallelujah, and we shall be kept safe. And all that we love shall be kept safe. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every curse that's been sent our way, that you turn it around to be a blessing, amen. That everything that the enemy set out for evil, God, that you have turned it around, oh God, hallelujah, for our good. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you for divinely intervening right now on our behalf and those in our family and turning it all around for our good, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we can decree and declare right now that we are truly blessed by you, Heavenly Father. And we just want to say thank you as we receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that it is so and it shall be no other way. We put on us right now the full armor of God, and we decree and declare the full armor of God covers us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, the helmet of salvation, the girdle of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the sandals of peace we shod our feet with. We take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way. And we take the sword of the Spirit and we use it against all the forces of hell and the evil works of this world and Satan and his agents. And we decree and declare victory. And we receive the victory. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the victory is won. We bless your holy name, Father God. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. That's my favor in my sight, oh Lord. And we thank you for it all. And we seal this prayer and all prayers that have went forth, all that's been petitioned on this line, and all that we pray for and all we lift up on today, we receive it and we seal it with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. At this time, if you have anything you'd like to say as we close out, hallelujah, as we leave this line, but there's the presence of God. If you have anything you'd like to say or call your name, please do so. If not, just say amen. Sister Sean, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Sister Shavante, God bless you. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to say I'm just blessed to have you in my life, and I just thank God, and I just pray for total healing. Well, we receive total healing for you already.
Amen.
And just amen.
Amen. Glory to God. All of you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I just thank you, beautiful woman of God. Once again, I can't thank you enough. I can't thank God enough for you both that you have come into my life. And I, you know, just to really have someone you can truly talk to, you know, and know there's no judgment. There's, you know, genuine, you know, genuinely love you, genuinely have the love for God. Amen. And they don't just talk it, but they show it. Amen. You know what I'm saying? That you really... And I want you to understand, don't be tricked by these spirits. And, you know, try the spirit, you know, and know if that's truly, if God has truly sent that person. And don't be deceived by the enemy, because they'll keep showing up in your life. And they have not changed at all. But try that spirit. Amen. And I love the genuineness of you two beautiful women of God that God has shown me. You didn't have to show me. God showed me that in you. And I pray that God has shown that to you and me without me having to say it. Amen. But God has shown it. And then when I show up, that you then you see for yourself, amen, that what that God has shown you, it speaks volumes in my actions, in your actions, in the way that you carry yourself. Amen. And I just thank God for you. I really truly do, you know. I thank God for you, beautiful woman of God. And I pray to have, you know, an even stronger relationship with you both, a stronger bond, you know, a sisterly love, you know what I mean? Like truly, you know, have someone there, you know, say, you know, that's my sister. May not have been, you know, by blood, but my sister that God has sent me. And that's a relationship that nobody can come between. Nobody can break. And nobody can tell you nothing. You know, nobody can come and tell me nothing about you. You know what? Then I'm like, oh, really? No. I'm not going to even let you talk bad about her. You know, not in my presence. Right. No, that's not going to happen. Well, we're not going to do that, you know. It's sad that you ain't got to worry about when you're not there. You know, and I'm in the presence. I'm not going to let nobody badmouth you or talk, you know, negative about you. No, we're not going to do that, no. and just having that kind of relationship and that kind of love. And so I just thank God for you both, and I love you all in a special kind of way. So I pray God just continue on blessing you and operating your life to the fullness, and you just allow God to come in and have his way in every area. Okay, you know, we just take our hands off and say, Lord, I give it to you, and truly do. And when you do that, guess what? That's the peace of God. Because you say, you know what, Lord? I'm going to give it to you. And I'm just going to rest. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to rest in it. But I'm going to give it to you. And God bless you. God keep you. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be, hallelujah, and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May God give to you the desires of your heart. May you have a hope explosion in your life that will change you from the inner core of your being into every day you live with a joyful expectancy that God will invade every area, hallelujah, will invade every hour of your day with his divine purpose, amen? And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray, we believe, and we receive. To God be the glory, amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. God bless you both. Y'all have a blessed day in the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past. Hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear you say,
back. You fill me with love, so I'll give.
back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing,
I wanna hear
yeah.
A bell.